Welcome to Married AF. We are your hosts, Brooke and Randall Fowler. On this show, we discuss the topics that really matter.
Like big veiny cocks and our favorite TV shows.
So pull up a chair at our kitchen table and hang out.
While I bulldog my nuts. And we're go.
And hit it.
I've always wanted to say, and we're live, like Joe Rogan does every time.
I thought he always just said, what's up, fuckers?
No, when he's got a guest, it'll always be, and we're live. But they are doing it live also at the same time as recording.
Oh, on YouTube, yeah.
Yep.
Correct.
But, yeah, we're doing a quick turnaround here for a quick episode. This one won't be very long. This actually, I have
quickity,
to give
quick.
Credit where it's due. This is from your old buddy and my pal now, Wes Stubblefield, on Facebook was talking about his hatred of Whoppers, the candy. And I replied to him that candy corn is the devil semen.
So here we are.
And so then he said to do a podcast about the
worst
candy.
Your top five, which it kind of sounds like it should be your bottom five.
So yeah, these are our bottom five.
I thought you were, like he had phrased it, you do your top five least favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween candy. Yeah.
He probably did phrase it wrong.
Which is fine. I mean, you can phrase it that way. It's just, I have to think about it when I say it.
Yeah.
So it'd be the bottom of the list, like what you hate.
And we have not compared our lists. And this is all pretty much on the fly, but was simple for me. It's a no-brainer. And we're just going to share our list in the spirit of Halloween and all the Halloween candy that I'm sure everyone has laying around.
Yep.
Their five least favorite candies that you have received at some point in your life.
Yeah. Mine are going to piss people off because most of mine people like, except for one that I know everybody hates.
I think my first two might ruffle a few panties, but
All right. Rest are so you want to go one like back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But, first, want to do our sponsors real quick just to say hello. You can do them since I always do them.
Oh, okay. Bio Bidet. Keep your butt asses clean with Bio Bidet. Also Muscle Vodka. I just got the shipping notification, I think, for our new bottle. Thank goodness. It's delicious. And Spunk Lube. Keep your bathing suit parts nice and slippery when you're doing naughty time.
Yeah. And, you know, because we're huge and I don't want to say anything prematurely, we may have news soon about another sponsor, but we can't talk about it right now, so quit asking.
Okay.
You know, we might talk about it at some point, but we do have a shot to take another concoction of mine. This one is called the Hot Cocky.
Is it just banana and hot damn?
Yes.
Okay.
Instead of a hot toddy, it's a hot cocky.
Don't spill that on the computer, please.
I'm not.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's hot, but not as bad as the big dick Irishman with the whiskey. Fuck, that takes your breath away. It's so hot.
Yeah, and I burned the top of my mouth eating that pizza earlier. Mm. So I had like raw flesh on the roof of my mouth.
The flavor of that's not bad. I can do the but it's so hot.
So weird. It was such a strong smell of banana, and then when I drank it,
a flame.
It was like it's so weird.
I mean, it's not good.
Ooh, no, not good.
We need our Muscle Vodka back to do pineapple tits.
Yes, I need some those pineapple are easy. Tits. It's fucking delicious. All right, so you going first or I'm going first? All right, we starting at 5. Yeah. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Starting at 5. You can go first. Ladies first.
Okay.
Ladies. Again, this is least favorite candy of all time.
Least favorite candy of all time. So I'm counting up to my absolute least favorite. So
this is your fifth least favorite.
There we go. Twizzlers. They have no fucking flavor. They're stupid.
I have no argument to that. And it's not on my list, but it was close. And I'll even support your argument by adding to a reason that they're dog shit is enjoy unwrapping those things. The singles.
The wrapper gets shrink wrapped. Well, exactly. The wrapper is like part of the candy. You try to undo it, like, because there was some in some Gunner's candy the other night, and he was like, "Here, have this." And I was like, "All right." And I hadn't eaten one in decades, so I was like, "Let me just give this a shot." It's bullshit.
Nowhere near worth the trouble.
It's way too much work to get that motherfucker open, and then it's like you at least expect it to be like strawberry flavored or something good. It's nothing. It's wax.
Red wax.
It's wax.
Well, before we get too far, because I got to jump into mine, because I'm gonna lose my argument, because I'm gonna waste it on yours, because it's very similar to mine.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
My number five is Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
I enjoy Laffy Taffy. I don't like the little ones because they're not worth the wrap. That's my first issue.
Oh, that's very
getting the wrap off. You tear it into takes 10 minutes to get every piece of wrapper
Gunner
off.
Gunner handed me one the other day thinking it was a Starburst, and I was like, "Baby, this isn't a Starburst." But I was like, "Screw it." I started to try and unwrap it. He was like, "What's wrong with it?" I'm like, "Exactly."
Yeah, the only way to do it is to put them in the freezer, let them get cold, and the wrapper will separate.
Really?
Yes.
I would
think
the opposite.
That's not worth it, and then you'll break your face.
Well, then you can't eat it. Then you got to leave it out and let it defrost before you put it in your mouth.
Wasteful. So it's my number five.
And for me, you know, I hate when shit gets stuck in my teeth, which I was dangerously close to putting Butterfingers on here, but it's not on my list because it's still chocolate, so it can't be my bottom five. But anything that gets super stuck in my, I mean, like, that's like one of my pet peeves is stuff getting stuck in my teeth. So.
Well, that's another reason why Laffy Taffy's on mine. I have lost a $700 crown to Laffy Taffy before that I swallowed. Due to its glue-like properties.
Oh, I ate a piece of one the other day. I ate it all with my front teeth because I didn't want precisely for that reason. I was like, I'm not fucking losing another crown.
I mean, I pulled the whole crown off, swallowed that motherfucker, $700 down the shitter for a garbage piece of Laffy Taffy that took me 10 minutes to unwrap. So those are our number fives.
Yep. All right. So number four for me, Mounds. Although it is still chocolate, it's got yucky coconut in it.
Blech. Yeah, I'll have to disagree with you on Mounds. I prefer Almond Joy because I like the almond.
Yeah, and I only recently as an adult will eat an Almond Joy because nuts of any kind in any type of candy or dessert for my almost entire life were disgusting to me. But Almond Joys now I will eat. Mounds now, yucky.
Well, I've got to steal a bit from Adam Carolla's book. He loathes Mounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because the name. He's like, can there be a worse name? Why don't you just call it Piles? Mounds.
Exactly.
It's such a shit name. And hearing you say it, it is garbage.
It's terrible. It like, and I had to think about it. I was thinking about it when I was in the shower because we said we were going to do this. And I get, like, I have to think about both of them before I determine which is the one that I hate. And I'm like, okay, Mounds. Okay, and then there's Almond Joy. So it's not Almond Joy. It's Mounds. But why is it fucking named Mounds? That has nothing to do with chocolate. That has nothing to do with coconut. It's just, they're like, this is a piece of shit, terrible candy. Let's just call it Mounds.
No, I mean, I can't argue. I can't call you stupid on this one either because I've never just grabbed a Mounds.
No.
Ever. If I grabbed anything, it's an Almond Joy.
Literally.
I've never, ever, I can say with full conviction, I've never picked out a Mounds and been like, yes.
The way I determined my list was I thought back, told you my memory is not that great for this kind of stuff, but I thought back to when I would sit at the end of the night and separate out all my candy. Mm-hmm. What was the shit that I was like, nope, 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 and would like throw for my dad to eat? Of course. Because dad eats everything.
Well, my number four, that's a great number four. I could have thrown, I totally can support Mounds. My number four were those shit, and I don't know if they even make them anymore. I know they have seen them in stores, but I don't see them given out in Halloween candy. Are those old shit bag wax bottles that you'd have to bite the tip off and squeeze the death juice out?
I forgot about those.
And it was just pure sugar. Even I thought it was too much sugar.
It was supposed to be like Coke. It was supposed to look like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it looked just like one. You had to bite the horrible glue-like wax off the tip.
That wax was so gross.
I remember trying it once, and I never touched
them. So I would eat them because I'm like, it's like a fun little game. Because it was like, they were gross.
They didn't even flavor the wax. It was eating a candle. They were encouraging you to eat a candle.
Yeah, it was just wax.
And I had friends that would chew the wax, like they'd just put it in their mouth and chew it, and then would have a candle in their mouth after they get the suck the juice out. It's the
same kind of wax that you had for like braces.
Yeah, I mean, it's a candle.
It's wax.
At the end of the day, it's a fucking
thin ass
candle. I hated those things. They disgust me. Now to this day, when I see them, I'm like, who buys those and enjoys them?
I haven't seen them since I was a kid. So
I saw them.
That's a fucking
QT.
That's a good memory because I totally forgot about those. All right. So my number.
Plus, I don't think people can give out non-wrapped candy anymore like
were
they could
not
when
wrapped?
We were a kid. No, they would just, find the wax bottle in my bag.
No, that's exactly why you can't give out unwrapped candy.
I know.
Yeah.
Now you could when we were little.
Let me just tell you, this isn't candy, but there was, because you know every house has that one, or every neighborhood has that one house.
With like give out raisins?
The weird people. No. There was this old lady in our neighborhood in Memphis. Because that's like really my last trick-or-treating memories. Because after Memphis, I was like 15, 16, and there was no more trick-or-treating. So in Memphis, when I lived in, it was like Farmington Estates, I think. But there was some creepy house that we would go to. It had the biggest, like those giant pine trees completely blocking the house. You just had like the walkway to go up to the door. You couldn't see the house from the road. Old lady lived there. I mean, it was like stereotypical, but we would still go there. Like we would basically be like, no, you go knock. This is what she would hand out on Halloween. She had a Frisbee with pennies in it.
Mm.
Pennies. Here you go. Interesting. Here you go, children.
There's some issues.
So weird. And that has stuck with me for my entire life. Like, I mean,
she probably murdered cats or something.
There was something seriously wrong. I mean, I think in her head, she's probably like, I'm giving them money. I'm
going to teach them to save.
Right. But like, I mean, so fucking weird. Who does that? And it was like, it was in a Frisbee. Here you go, children. Pennies.
No, that says a lot
Happy
about that
Halloween.
Lady, actually.
Yeah. And I don't remember what she looked like at all. I just remember the Frisbee coming at me with pennies in that weird fucking house that was completely shielded from the road. Like, and it was the creepy house. Like, I mean, you didn't want to really ever be near there. Mm-hmm. So it was more of a dare to go knock on the door on Halloween. But
yeah, the best houses when I was a kid were the ones that would give out the full size Snickers bars.
Oh, fuck
even though
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Snickers. You just knew they were loaded.
Yeah.
Because they bought 1,000 of the full size.
That's
Snickers
like going
bars.
Trick-or-treating in Susan's neighborhood where and
they give out $10 bills there, just like cash, not pennies.
There's lots of houses in Susan's neighborhood that give out the full size candy bars. And there used to be, I think it was Beth's old neighborhood, one of Beth's old neighbor, or maybe even Susan's old neighborhood at the Good House, where they would have full size candy bars and then like a beer for the parents.
Yeah, I mean, I remember people actually doing the candy apples, and they were delicious, and you would get them.
You can't
and
do
eat
that
them.
Anymore. Yeah.
I know, but we had people in our neighborhood that did.
No, unless you're like a neighborhood that's like a tight knit, like Susan's old neighborhood, or like where everybody knows each other and you're friends. Like you know, you're not going to be putting razor blades in the fucking candy apples.
Well, if you paid attention when we watched that Urban Legend Killers last night, found out how
it was his dad,
how much of a bullshit hoax that is, like how few people have really ever had
a
razor blade in their candy.
What's funny is they actually did a My Favorite Murder episode a couple episodes ago about that, like the urban legend of all the poisoned and tainted candy, and all the ones they talked about on that show we watched today were on, like I think they must have watched that and then
probably
recorded their episode, because the big one that they talked about was that guy that got executed for giving his kid cyanide in a pixie stick.
Yeah, I was just a dick dude. Well, what's your number three?
Fuck yeah, number three. You're not gonna agree with this one at all, because I know you love these Lemonheads.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself on that.
I fucking hate Lemonheads. They're gross.
I know you hate them. Me and my brother Chris more than me. Chris used to eat Lemonheads by the gallon.
Yeah, those are straight like. I'm sorting my Halloween candy straight to the fucking dad pile.
Well, no, you'd give those to me now, but yes.
Well, now, yeah, I'm talking about when I was a kid.
No, I know you hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them.
They're terrible for your teeth, by the way. They're the about probably the worst candy on earth all around.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do they have a sticky ending when you chew them, kind of, they can pull off your teeth. They're made of steroid sugar.
Well, it's like, it's a false sense of like, I've softened this up, and you try and bite it and like shatter your teeth.
Yeah. You can both break your tooth, pull your tooth off, and rot your tooth with lemon heads.
Yes.
But I love them. They're nowhere near my list.
Tons of people love those. Me, negatory.
I think it's also the sourness. It can desensitize your teeth from like the sour and then throw the sugar on the enamel that the sour just opened up, and it's a teeth wrecker. It's probably one of the more, whenever I've had like a cavity, candies that would yell at me and be like, yep, they're fucked. Well, my number three is candy corn. The most useless, over-purchased and over-discussed candy ever made.
I don't know if we're going to have any overlap. I'm very proud of us. We didn't discuss this ahead of time. But yeah, so candy corn is not on my bottom five, but I am not a fan because it's one of those things. Like, my teeth are very sensitive. They are such straight sugar that they literally, I can't eat them because they make my teeth hurt.
Yeah, I think I don't like them partially for that reason, too. Like, they're just... And they're one flavor, it's sugar. It's just sugar. There's not even like, throw a hint of the orange or the yellow.
No, that's just food coloring.
Baby. I know, but throw a little bit of that zest into the mixture instead of just sugar cane.
It's just hardened triangles of sugar. And like, it's weird. Yeah, I don't like them either because you put them in your mouth and it's like, oh, is it bleh? And it's just like, it just explodes into like chalky sugar and then... It makes your whole mouth feel like an entire cavity.
Yeah. Well, at first, you'll put it in your mouth and be like, this is going to be like caramel, you know? Like,
right.
It's going to eventually just taste like something.
And then it just disintegrates.
And then it's nothing. So you feel like you're chewing on sugary wax.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point. I don't understand the point.
No.
Candy corn. Because if it's not going to taste like corn, which would be terrible, or taste like the color... It's totally useless.
Did they used to take pieces of corn and candy them? Because like...
I don't know. I saw a thing on Facebook about why it's called candy corn. Because if you stack them properly around each other, it looks like an ear of corn. Like with the yellow part sticking out.
Well, I get that. Them. But is that how it came about? Used to take an ear of corn and candy it?
Probably.
Is that where it originated from? Is probably where it came from.
I would rather have that. I did. By 1,000.
Yeah, I did not know that you could do that. That you could like line them up and
put them in a circle.
It makes sense.
The pointy end this way looks like.
And that's the yellow part, I guess. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the orange goes inside. You never see it. It looks like just kernels of corn, but dog shit.
No, I don't like it. Okay. So now I'm too.
Hang on. So what was your number one? Your number five?
Twizzlers.
All right, I'm just writing it down. I've got your Twizzlers, your Mounds,
and then Lemonheads. Okay, my number two?
Yep.
Whoppers. I got to agree with Wes. Those would go straight in the dad or Susan pile. Susan always liked Whoppers.
I gave those to Chris. He liked them.
Yes, Susan always liked them. I don't know if she still does, but they're the fucking worst. They are literally, I think somebody on Wes's Facebook said it best, like shit chocolate over some... pasty chalk.
it's a malt.
It's disgusting.
I enjoy a Whopper now. Like I would eat it to get rid of it.
It's nasty styrofoam chalky bullshit.
But at least it's not called a mound.
No, it's a better name for sure.
Yeah, I mean Whoppers aren't. They just kind of fall in my irrelevant category.
No, right. They're ones that definitely, they would go straight to Susan and Dad.
My number two is the black and orange wax paper wrap things.
God damn it. That's my number one.
I don't even know what they are.
I looked it up on the internet because I wanted to know the name of it. They're called Mary Janes.
They're called garbage fuck.
And
piss off a kid at Halloween.
You know what's funny is that North Carolina banned them.
They should. Thank you. Why not? It pisses me off.
Only old people give them out.
I would rather have the pennies.
Nobody likes them. I'd rather have pennies too. Because you're not going to try and eat a penny. You know straight away.
Some kid did though. In your neighborhood in Memphis.
For sure. I would guarantee that some kid probably did eat a penny and then was pooping them out. But this, those are my number one because they are useless. Everybody puts them.
No one
even
ate them.
I don't even think my dad ate those.
No, he threw them straight. Like, and I've never seen a human eat
nobody
them.
Nobody eats those
besides a dare. Like if you were like, eat the nasty shit candy, okay?
Well, no, like every kid tries it when you're young enough, you know. Because you're trying everything.
I don't even remember what they look like when you open them. What color they are, if they're the color
they
of the wrapper.
They are peanut butter molasses something, which honestly doesn't even sound that bad. But I just remember them being awful and just dumb.
Hey, yeah. Spend a little money on the wrapper, by the way. At least try to trick me with your marketing bullshit. They're just the most simpleton.
It's like this is the 1920s and it's Halloween candy. Like that's all we had for Halloween candy maybe in like
the two Halloween colors. That's why they're black and orange.
Right. Because that's all they're used for is Halloween candy. But we've got plenty of options now. Let's just discontinue that shit. But yeah, they're so called Mary Janes. I had no fucking clue until I just Googled it because I was like, I need to find the name of these.
How are they still in business? How is a company that makes those still in business?
I don't know. Some fat guy
in Idaho eats those and likes them.
Old people are the ones that give them out and eat them.
If any of our listeners like those, let us know
so that
we can stop talking to you.
So that we can not be friends anymore.
Yeah, because what the fuck?
Yeah, so you just get, so there was, that's all mine because now you know my number one. So what's your number one?
My number one, and I haven't seen it given out. I think I have a few years ago, but nothing chaps my ass more than black licorice.
I mean, I didn't even, that's not even in my realm of think. I don't even think I ever got that for Halloween.
I have. And you want to piss me off and make me egg your house afterwards?
Fuck yeah.
Hand out some black tar licorice. I know there's a few freaks out there that are going to be like, I love the black licorice. Uh-uh. Punch yourself in the nuts.
Go fuck yourself.
Tits.
Well, and now as an adult, Jägermeister.
It's worse than Jaeger, but yes, it's similar, but worse.
Ugh, but that's what it tastes like. And so if I even smelled black licorice, I would punch the person in the face that was trying to give it to me because that's what it smells like to me is Jaeger. But as a kid, it's like, that's just disgusting.
No, but what kid and what person,
no one,
when they were making candy, was like, here's a new flavor. We're gonna color it the color of asphalt. It's going to be jet black, like pure oil black.
Well, that's where Twizzlers came from.
And then, you know what? It's going to taste like dog shit. This is going to be great. And then what kid opened those, took a bite? I never knew a kid that took a bite and was like, these are fucking delicious.
No.
These are great.
Give
me yours.
That comes from the same era of those Mary Janes, those orange and black things. Is like, it's when they didn't really have a whole lot of options for candy.
So black and white and orange.
It was like, yeah, that's all they had. So, I mean, I feel so bad for the children of like the early 20th century.
It's still a thing, but I never thought about, I mean, we had talked about it years ago when we first like tasted Jaeger, how much it was like black licorice, but I forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly stole their flavor.
No, it is
licorice. As black licorice.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's all it is. Licorice and whatever devil's semen makes.
We're
going to
take
booze.
The worst flavored candy, and you know what? People are going to love it because it gets you hammered.
They're not hurting for money over at Jägermeister. I guarantee you that.
God, no. College kids will keep Jägermeister rolling forever.
So somebody likes that fucking flavor. And I drank plenty of it and whatever.
But I had some alternates.
What's the Red Bull and Jaeger shot? Jaeger bombs.
Yeah. But I had a couple of alternate candies that were close.
Okay.
The two packs of Starburst. I love Starburst.
What? I love Starburst.
But unwrapping them. I'm to a point in my old age where
Starburst are one of my favorite candies.
I know, but when I was a kid, I just wouldn't care. I'd unwrap it halfway and eat the paper.
It dissolves pretty quickly. I've done that before.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Make it easier. We don't have the technology to make your wrapping better.
No.
Yeah, I have to tear up a fingernail or it's fucking pisses me off.
You know what? I just found in one of Gunner's buckets that I'm like, who the fuck gave him this? Some unlabeled, weird, generic hard candy that's like yellow in a clear wrapper. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's from the dollar store.
What the fuck is that?
It's from the dollar store. I've seen those. That's pure questionable.
He got that at Trunk or Treat the other night or whatever, but it's like...
picked up their candy at the dollar store.
Somebody picked up their hard candy from the old lady aisle of like...
Right by the Werther's Originals.
Yeah, oh my God. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And I can't dog Werther's Originals. That's probably on a lot of people's list. No, I actually enjoyed good. A few of those from old ladies that would be
those
in
there.
Those
are nice
tables.
Caramelly.
Yeah. They have a good flavor.
They taste good. My mom used to carry some of those in her purse.
Not a big fan of butterscotch. I know it's similar, but butterscotch makes me want to vomit.
It's the teeth thing again with me. You know what I thought of earlier, too, that I almost put that was like an alternate for me that I didn't write it down is peppermints. That's Christmas, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it is.
But people give them fucking out on Halloween, and I'm like, stop it.
Now, my next alternate is peach rings. Just like the big, you know, Gunner's got one that's like Lifesaver, a big single, but they do them in an
Lifesavers
awful,
are good.
An awful peach flavor.
I know exactly what one
you're talking
about. Griffin
would eat 100 bags of them.
Oh, is that like the fucking, you know, another one I think is nasty is those circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those could have made my list. I don't even think about those because they were so rare, but.
Those peach things are kind of like those. They're in the same vein of like weird. Generic puffy candy that shouldn't be.
Yeah, peach is a flavor that no one can get right artificially.
I kind of liked those peach things, I think, but it was like they're always too big. So it's like the first bite's good, but then you're like, it's too much.
I just don't like because I love real peaches so much that when I taste the man made bullshit and it's that sweet. Not peach to me.
Even a peach Jolly Rancher? A peach Jolly Rancher is delicious.
I've never had a peach Jolly Rancher
really?
In my life.
They're good.
Jolly Ranchers could have made my list. Talk about teeth killers.
You suck on them. You don't chew on them until they're easy tiny.
No one has that kind of willpower.
I do.
You're the only one. Everyone else, you'll pull your teeth out of your skull.
Super conscious of not fucking...
Do you know how many of those also I choked on? I sucked into my throat and had to clear.
That's why Gunner's still not allowed to eat those, really. Oh, no, he has eaten a couple, but it's giving me fucking panic attacks every time he eats one.
I wouldn't let him eat a Jolly Rancher right now. If I saw it, I would try to... Because they still choke me. They're the worst.
Yeah, they're good, but... And they have some Jelly Belly, like, peach jelly beans, which I'm not even a big fan of jelly beans.
That's my next candy. Jelly beans are bullshit.
I'm not a big fan of them, but some of those Jelly Bellies, like, you're like, okay, that can be pretty good, but it's not something that I'm like, yum, candy.
Yeah, if you give out coffee flavored jelly beans to children, go fuck your mother. Coffee flavored anything. I can't stand. I don't like the so simple that we're doing black licorice. And I don't like so fancy that we're having peach coffee jelly beans or so complex that we're doing that either. Just meet in the middle. Yeah. Give out blow pops and Skittles. Skittles to me in the packages are the most versatile bang for your buck candy at Halloween.
Well, I got the Halloween candy we gave out, just so you know, all this little thing, M&Ms.
Those are solid too.
M&Ms and then Snickers, the little minis. It was a giant bag of... Let's see, M&M's, Snickers.
Probably Three Musketeers in there.
I think Three Musketeers, Milky Ways.
Yeah, those are all fine.
And little Dove chocolates and Skittles.
Skittles, to me, you cannot lose. You get a handful of candy, no fuckery with the wrapper. Mm-hmm. It's a win for everybody.
Yeah.
If you break it down piece by piece.
I've never... not giving out chocolate on Halloween. Like when we go to Gunner's thing, I always grab like a thing of like Starburst, Skittles thing because you can't have anything with peanuts in it at the school thing. Yeah. But at home, I'm like, peanuts for everybody. Y'all figure that shit out.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the parents' job.
It's not my problem. But
you know, to this day, I've never known anyone with a peanut allergy.
No, but it's apparently just rampant, but I still haven't.
I've never known a single person. Susan's the only one I've known with a corn allergy.
Susan's the only one I know with a corn allergy. But, I mean, even now, like, with a child with... all his friends, none of his friends that I don't think they have a peanut allergy that I know of, but because of, you know, they do have kids in that school apparently that have it. But for me, like I think just my whole life, my mom, we always gave out at least something chocolate. It was always like, oh, there's Twix in there too.
No, yeah, I could see your mom definitely would give something succulent.
Yeah, we always had chocolate.
She wouldn't give dollar store candy.
We always had like similar to what we were giving out, yeah. Like Twix, M&Ms. But so for me, in my head, that's what I always get every year is chocolate something and then like Skittles and Starburst because that's what I like.
Yeah, I wish they'd start giving out small bags of the unwrapped Starburst because you can buy them now in the big packs already unwrapped, you know?
Oh, you like the minis? They should get little mini bags for Halloween.
The minis. Yeah. Mini bags of the minis.
Yeah.
Because I love Starburst. Don't get me twisted. I enjoy
Starburst. Starburst is one of my favorite candies, especially the packs of the All Reds. You can get the All Reds packages.
Mm. Yeah, if there's a family out there, though, that's giving out black licorice or the black and orange wax candy.
Mary Jane's.
I need to know because we need to have them profiled.
If you're under the age of 90, then there's a problem.
I know we're gonna get somebody that's gonna DM us or something and say, I love the garbage orange and black wax paper.
It's gonna be someone super country. It's gotta be.
That's nasty. Well, cool. Well, I'm good. I don't know how long this was. I just want to do a quick fun.
I like quick 30 minutes.
Or least favorite candies.
That's perfect. Yeah.
And voice our opinions.
I was really excited that we weren't going to overlap at all, but that was the one that I thought we were going to, those orange and black ones, because I think everybody, when you ask them that question, everybody our age goes to those. Like,
I never knew the name. I've never known the name till tonight.
No, I literally Googled it right before this, so like 45 minutes ago. Well, but now we know.
No, this was fun. Hopefully you guys like it, and we'll get this thing up and out just for shits and gigs.
All right.
So, check out some of our buddies, Po' Boys, Drinks with Larry, Blunt Mommy, #, No Offense Show, Who's Right Podcast.
Miles and Crawford.
Fuck yourself, Miles and Crawford. Check out Amy Lyle. She's cool. Rachel Miller. Suck me. Not you, Rachel, but that's just what I'm saying.
I was gonna say, what the fuck, Randall?
That's in no way saying Rachel suck me. It's just Rachel followed by a suck.
Tom,
me.
What did he just say, Tom?
Yeah, never Tom. Tom, I still need you to submit your shit story. Yeah, we need shit stories too. Right now, Deneen is the clear winner. I'm going to be straight up. Oh, no one's touched her yet.
Randall's not pulling any punches with that. So
you think so too, right? Clearly, Deneen's story is the best of right now, right?
Yeah, the story itself. I really like Christian's too.
His is solid number two, like literally and figuratively. Yeah. His is a solid number two.
We have until the 12th, Rachel's on the 19th. The 12th, I'm looking at the calendar.
Yeah, we'll announce the winner on Rachel's episode then. But
you have until the 12th, so we'll announce the winner on the 19th. Yeah, perfect.
Yep. All right, well, everybody enjoy your nights. Fuck yourselves. Maybe fuck a partner.